Thank you very much indeed, Mr. President, and thank you, Madam Director General, Renata, and colleagues. Australia really welcomes Argentina's commitment to gender equality and diverse perspectives in the Conference on Disarmament, and we thank you very warmly for circulating the non-paper, which we will give our close attention to. And we particularly welcome the sense of it offering practical suggestions that we can all consider. International Women's Day commemorates the political, economic, and social achievements of women. We reflect on progress made, call for increased focus, but more importantly, we should all ask ourselves, what more can we do? Treaties this body negotiated should benefit everyone, so it stands to reason that we should ensure all voices not only speak, but are also heard. Mr. President, colleagues have rightly referred to important anniversaries this year, notably Resolution 1325 and the Beijing Declaration. But why do we think it's important to increase the role of women in international security, including here in the Conference on Disarmament? And the answer is really quite simple. It's about diversity. It's about the diversity that we do see in terms of countries represented here, because we believe that diversity leads to better outcomes for disarmament and arms control, conflict resolution, peace building, and development. Allow me to talk briefly about an Australian woman who wrote and spoke in the 1930s and 1940s. Her name was Jessie Street. She focused in particular on helping women enter every aspect of the workforce. And in 1945, Jessie Street attended the Foundation Conference of the United Nations, the only woman in the Australian delegation. In doing so, she became the first Australian female delegate to the UN. So although from a different generation, I clearly feel a connection to the issues that Jessie Street championed, and I think others in this room will feel that connection too. But the singular reason for bringing the legacy of Jessie Street to this meeting is that it was Jessie who was instrumental in ensuring the passage of a clause in the UN Charter forbidding gender discrimination. On the eve of the United Nations Conference on International Organization, UNCIO, in 1945, Jessie Street sent a very short cable to the Secretary General of that conference, which was subsequently provided to every delegation. Her cable was very short, and it said, "Request United Nations International Conference incorporate into post-war plans the democratic principle of equality of status, opportunity, responsibility, and reward for men and women, and elimination of all discriminations based on sex." Today, we see some great examples that of not just forbidding discrimination, but of genuinely effective and inclusive participation. The UN itself is setting an excellent example with women in key leadership positions, including the High Representative for Disarmament Affairs, Ms. Nakamitsu, and our own Secretary General of the conference, Ms. Tatiana Valvaya. Mr. President, we are really pleased to see positive developments in the past year to raise the profile of gender equality and support for mainstreaming the Women, Peace and Security agenda across all disarmament and arms control fora. UNIDIR is doing excellent research, and the work of the International Gender Champions Disarmament Impact Group has led to a terrific resource pack for use by all delegates. Australia acknowledges the concrete progress made across key disarmament conventions, such as the Arms Trade Treaty and the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention, as well as increased attention on gender diversity, inclusion, and analysis at the United Nations General Assembly First Committee and NPT preparatory meetings. Mr. President, we would also like to thank Germany for holding the inaugural Gender Equality Network for Small Arms Control Conference in Berlin in February, and that examined best practice in making small arms control more gender responsive. This was a really excellent initiative. We can and we must do more. We must do more to integrate gender perspectives in the work of the CD and to foster a more inclusive institutional culture. We intend to lead by example when we take on the presidency next week, including through suggesting how we might make the CD rules of procedure gender neutral. Mr. President, if we all value this body, if it is to deliver on the substantial challenges before it, we must work together to deliver inclusive participation and leadership and make those the norm. Thank you.